and sunny to Nashville. Should be a high in the upper 70s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. There's a new development in the legal battle over how much media witnesses can see during Tennessee executions. The case itself has not been decided, but the state Supreme Court is temporarily blocking a lower court's order that would have allowed more media access in the execution scheduled to happen next month. The state's current procedure for lethal injections does not open curtains to allow a view of the chamber until the person being executed is already restrained, lying down, with an IV line in place. The curtains are then closed before death is pronounced. A coalition of news organizations, including Nashville Public Radio, brought the suit, saying witnesses have a constitutional and statutory right to observe executions in full. Attorneys for the state refute those claims and say it's important that witnesses never see the people carrying out the executions. The worksite death of construction worker in East Nashville is under investigation. Stephen Mattson was declared dead at the scene in what appears to be an accident. A preliminary investigation found that another worker was operating a forklift up a hill when his engine lost power. The worker told police that his machine rolled backwards. He tried to brake and turn away from Mattson, who was operating another excavator at the bottom of the hill. Unfortunately, Mattson was pinned between the excavator and the forklift. The investigation is ongoing. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.